Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, people on Twitter. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to thank all my callers online, whether you're called in or whether you're listening on the web. We want to thank God for you on this day. And understand that this is the day that the Lord has made. So I hope everybody's rejoicing and being glad that they're in it. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you on today. So we're going to go ahead, amen, and get ready. Amen. And get ready. Sit back in your seat and get ready. You know, we're having a lot of people to listen in online and doing different things and different scriptures and singing, and amen, it's wonderful to see, amen, everybody working together trying to get the word and glory to God out there to those who can't, you know, go inside a building. But remember, you are the church, amen, you make the church, glory to God. So whatever's on the inside of you, amen, let it be Jesus and nothing else. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead, amen, with our announcement. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you on, we start on Tuesday night. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. Amen. Two of my favorite people. Amen. Apostle and Pastor. Glory to God. And if you need anything, life coach, mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, I want you to tune in and listen. You got to hear it first. I want you to hear them first. And then you'll decide, amen, what do you want to call or not? So that's how some people are. They say, well, I don't know you, amen. Well, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, right? Amen. So I want you to come on and listen to them every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. I know you won't be disappointed, glory to God, because I know they rock the house each and every Tuesday. So come on in and get in and hear, amen, what they're doing, amen, on Tuesday night. And then you can go ahead and you can inbox them on Facebook. Apostle Yvonne Rouse, it will be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. You can inbox them. Yes, men, we have a pastor. Yes, women, we have an apostle. So come on and get in. Go ahead and get the hook up and inbox them and tell them what the need may be. They counsel you. Hey, whether it's marriage counsel, you need a spiritual leader, life coach, whatever the need may be, it's there. So I want to encourage you on this day. Don't stop now. You know, a lot of everybody is praying. Amen. I'm not going to talk about Corona and all. You know, everybody's talked about it enough. I know you heard it on social media. That's all it's blasting. Amen. TV all blasting. But there is some good coming out of it. Amen. Always look at the good and not the bad. You know, we take the good. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes and then the bad will come along. But, you know, in this kingdom, you're going to have the good, bad, and the ugly. So you got to learn how to take all three of them as they come, you know, because it's all to glorify God. Glory to God. Amen. But I still encourage you to come on and hit them up on and let them know what the need may be. You will not be disappointed. We're in a season now. Glory to God. We need to get all that we can get. Hallelujah. A lot of people are quarantined in, you know, and some, amen, are just really just disgusted because guess what? They ain't used to that. But God pulling you, amen, away from your norm, amen, and put me in a place where he can talk to you and minister to you and not, you don't have to have, you know, have to talk to everybody on the social media, and you don't have to talk to everybody on the phone every day, and he's pulling you away. You know, some say, I want more of Jesus, I want more of him. Well, understand, he ain't going to just open your head up and pour it in there. Glory to God. So he's pulling you away and putting you in a place, amen, where he's confining you so you can hear from him. You know, I talked to someone the other day, and you know what? I got up this morning, and you know what I did? I read my Bible. Hallelujah. You know, I said, praise God, because that's what you've been asking for, more of him and more of him. Well, the only way you're going to get that, amen, is you seek him and you start reading more. Not that they don't read it, but, you know, they're busy working and stuff, and, amen, they don't have time sometimes in the morning to as they go to work, you know. Hallelujah. But they said, I read my Bible. So he's pulling you away to do some things. So Just enjoy the ride. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's move on. And I want to encourage you to tune in on Saturday. Every Saturday we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss it. Don't miss it because it goes down. Hallelujah. When she come on, amen, hallelujah, she prays the house down. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. And don't miss it. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and this show comes, a Prophetic Corner Ministry. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Time every Sunday. So you don't want to miss them. Tune in to every show so you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Now, I know everybody says, well, we hear everybody else. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. There's a lot he's saying. Amen. He's saying, speaking through more than just one person, okay? So understand. You want to get all you can while you can. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, the Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, Minister Elaine Jackson, will be coming up next. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there, and then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She is an author, so whenever you finish listening to Prophetic Corner, I want you to just roll on over and go over and show her some love. Amen, hallelujah. She is an author, and the title of her book, amen, glory to God, is Heart Reflection, glory to God, is the Heart Reflection. So what you need to do is you can contact her on Facebook, or you can contact any of the WOW team members, and we will get you to her so she can tell you how you can purchase a book. It's still for sale. Right now would be a good time, and it's a good read for you to come on, and you can have, you know, your time, spend your time with the Lord, and you can spend your time reading it, amen, so you can see how you want to reflect on your heart. Ah, oh, my God, my God. It'll be a good time for you to sit in and settle and cross your legs and, you know, you get up on a little air condition and you might want to get your favorite popcorn. What you do, that's okay, too. And read the book, read her book. Remember, it's The Heart Reflection, and it's on Amazon. So I want you to go ahead, amen, and purchase your copy. Amen, while they are still available. And I want to encourage each and every one of you. I want you to come on in and get in. And I know people saying, well, you know what, money's tight. You know, but I can guarantee you, you ain't stopped eating, have you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God will take whatever it is that you give him. He will. He'll take it. Hallelujah. If you don't have it all and all that you want to give, I tell you what, you got to start somewhere. Just give what you can. And then you ask God, will you increase me more, Lord? I am going to give more, Lord God. But, Lord, this is all I have, you know. Because if you don't let nothing come out of your hand, then there'll be nothing flowing in. You know, your cupboard will always be bare, and your bucket will always have a hole in it. When you ever you get ready to put some water in, and it's going to run right out, glory to God. In other words, something will always happen to where you have to spend money because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. He says seed time and harvest time. So in order, amen, to get a harvest, you got to plant a seed. You know, when the farmer goes out, that farmer goes out and he plows up the field and he do all that work and then he'll go, you know, they usually break them up around the springtime. Hallelujah. You know, I know some of y'all know about that and some of you don't. But, you know, it's okay. Just follow me. Follow me. Hallelujah. We're going to get there. You know, they'll go out and they'll break up the patches and stuff and get ready to plant. And, you know, there's certain things they plant in certain seasons and all kinds of stuff, glory to God. But when they go out and do all that, and then they know when it comes time, okay, it's time to plant. Let's plant it. Don't you know, hallelujah, they had to put some seed in the ground in order for something to come up. Just because they went and broke it up, amen, and plowed it up and plowed up the fields and all that stuff and didn't put no seed in the ground, ain't nothing coming up, but that grass going to come right back up. And, yes, that they plant, that they dug up, glory to God. If it stays right there, that's that grass coming up. That's all, glory to God. But they expect for some peanuts and corn and all kinds of vegetables and all kinds of things for it to come up. So in order for those things to come up, then guess what? You got to plan. That's just like anything, money. If you want money, plant money. If you want more time, then here's what you plant more time. So, Lord, I'm going to do more time with this, and I'm going to do more time with that. So guess what? It'll come back to your time. But if you want more money, then you have to plant more money. You know, some people, when you get to talking about money, they clench. Hey, don't clench, because he own everything. And he own everything that's going on in your life now. Still got it. He didn't stop just because things start to happen. He did not stop. He still sits high and he looks low, and he's still on the throne. So understand, he's still there. So I encourage you to come on and hook up and partner with us. And in partnering, you will receive many, many, many things, amen, that you'll get all the way from Monday all the way down to Sunday, and it starts all back over again. We're only asking for $25 or more. So come on in and get in, hallelujah, and get on the bandwagon for Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah, my God, my God. That's all the announcements, amen, for now. But I want you to keep them all in mind and know that this is Jesus' ministry. Hallelujah. I know a lot of people have been doing like church. They have like churches, and we even had online ministry. You know, Apostle started it, amen, way back before me. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. And so they used to ask us, you know, well, what is online ministry? Hey, go online now and look and see how many people are doing it now, because they've shut some of the churches down and different things, and everybody is, you know, doing Facebook Live, and they're doing all kinds of stuff, Skyping and all kinds of social media, you know, to get the word out. So you see, amen, now you see what it is, because it works, amen. She's been working it, and guess what? It works. Because we've been working it for a long time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you see what it is now. So now, you know, those that were asking all those questions about what is online ministry, now you know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, I'm going to open up my line for prayer. Just give me your prayer request and where you're calling from. If you press the 1, I will bring you in. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Caller 4, caller 0225. Amen. Glory to God. You are live like and on the air.
I like for you to pray for healing of this nation, this land. Pray for the sick folks here and healing.
Amen. Amen. And where are you calling from?
Troy, Alabama.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for this glorious day, Lord. Father God, we pray, Lord, that you will heal this nation, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord, you know what's wrong, Lord. So, God, we know, Lord, you are the healer. You are the one that can heal everywhere they hurt, Lord God. Lord, you made every disease, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You made man, Lord God, and you give them knowledge on how to cure it. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, you know where it come from. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to heal the land. Heal the people in the land, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Heal their minds and their thought patterns, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Get them to thinking right, Lord God. Get them to talking right, Lord God. Get them to come in, Lord God, from out, Lord God, in the clubs, Lord God, and in the places they shouldn't be, oh Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord, that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, that is called according to your purpose, your will, and your destiny, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that this didn't catch you by surprise, oh God. We know, Lord God, that you knew it before it got here, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that there's a separation, Lord God, oh my God, that there's a separation in the spirit of the wheat from the tares right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for healing this land, Lord God, healing the minds of your people, Lord God, turning them back to Christ. Hey, glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Caller, we thank you for calling from Troy, Alabama. Glory to God. Amen, Father. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Amen. Hallelujah. Just remember to give God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, no matter what's going on. No matter what it looked like, we know. He's still there. He ain't moved. It's man that moved. He said, "In my people, which are called by my name, hallelujah, will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then he said, hear from me, and then I will heal the land." You know, people hadn't turned away. They hadn't turned away from the sin. You know, a lot of times they like what they do. I mean, so well as me and anybody else, we had to learn to come in, you know. Amen. Because, you know, now there are things that we didn't know. We know now that we didn't know then. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, some people, they didn't really tell us and how we need to do it, what we need to do, and how we need to go by seeking more of the Lord, how we need to go by seeking more of Jesus. But guess what? It was okay. They taught us what they knew. So now it's time for us to go beyond, amen, what they taught us. Because in other words, I hear you, Lord. He said they gave us a fresh start. Oh, good God Almighty. See, they gave us a fresh start. Amen. Glory to God. So that fresh start that they gave us was a start to seek even the more. You don't stop where you are, but you seek even the more. So you got to understand where you are today, hallelujah, is what they prayed for you, amen, you know, years and years ago. But you don't stop in that place. You began to come on up higher, began to grab hold, amen, and begin to ride the train and say, "Lord, I want more of you." Hallelujah, glory to God. But in order to get that more, you got to live a lifestyle of holiness. Amen, glory to God. You know, the other you just said holiness of hell, hallelujah. You got to choose this day whom you're going to serve. And some things are hard to let go, hallelujah. But guess what? If you ask him to keep you, he will keep you every time. You ask God to give you that Holy Ghost keeping power. And guess what? He will give it to you. Hallelujah. But you got to keep asking. Glory to God. Hey, I'm going to be real with you. You may fall, amen, several more times before it really kicks in. But when it really kicks in, then you're going to know, glory to God, I ain't going there. I ain't doing that, and I'm not doing that, brother. I'm sorry, sister. You shout, glory to God. Don't look at me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But when that Holy Ghost power really kicks in, glory to God, then guess what? You're going to say no. You're going to say, it's time to walk. You know, I can really relate to that because I understand that. You know, yeah, we're going to get to our message, but hold on. Amen. Just right, we're going to ride this train. Y'all, come on. Amen. Glory to God. Just buckle up. Hallelujah. We're going to ride this train for just a minute. I can relate to that. I remember, hallelujah, when I was in a place, glory to God, and, you know, I'm like, okay, Lord, you know, I really do dig this person, you know. He said, well, you got to choose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to choose. Hallelujah. He didn't try to pressure me. He didn't try to make me. Glory to God. So I walked in the house, and glory to God, I want everybody to listen because this is for somebody. Hallelujah. This was not the way we were going, but we're going to go ahead and ride the train. Glory to God. And I walked in the house, and I said, well, let me help you out here, okay? I said, he told me to choose this day whom I'm going to serve. So guess what? I want more of him. And in order for me to get more of him, then I got to live holy. So I've got to get away from you in order for me to live holy, glory to God. So I had to pull myself out of the equation. Hallelujah, glory to God. And then on that note, you know, they said, well, you know what, I can't live like that, and I can't. I said, well, okay. And the Lord spoke to me, and I heard his voice. He told me, he said, okay, listen now, okay, it's time for you to get up and go. I said, well, on that note, I'll see you later. Glory to God, hallelujah. And so here I am that many years later, oh, my God. And I feel so good to know that I served God all this time, and he will reward you if you diligently seek after him. Glory to God. I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, because things will come, and then men will come, and women will come just like you like them. Oh, glory to God. Here comes Susie with the Coca-Cola shaped bottle. Okay, good God Almighty. Here comes JoJo with all the muscles and tattoos you want to see. Hey, glory to God. Good God Almighty. But you got to choose. You got to choose. You have to learn. You've got to choose. Because he ain't going to make you stop. He ain't going to make you stop. He won't do it. He will not make you stop. You'll have to choose. He said, you choose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we're free will. He's not going to go against your will. Hallelujah. But you got to choose whom you're going to serve. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God and an awesome God we serve. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God. Father God, give them the strength to go on. Let them choose this day whom they're going to serve, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us strength, Lord God, against the walls of the devil, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, everyone that the devil's speaking to their mind on this line right now, we ask you to give them the peace of God, that the Holy Ghost power rest upon them, Lord, like this now and forevermore, in the name of Jesus. Let them walk in the spirit realm so they won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know we serve an on-time God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for the elderly, oh God. Lord, strengthen them where they're weak, Lord God, and build them up where they're pouring down right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're in control, and nothing catches you by surprise, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we knock down, Lord God, every door, Lord God, that the enemy try to close in our face, that you're telling us to go through. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to every virus in the air, Lord God, in the atmosphere, Lord God. We say, dry up and spread no more. In the name of Jesus, we put you in quarantine, in the pit of hell from which you came, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, God. We pray for those that are shut up in the nursing home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen their body, strengthen their immune system, in the name of Jesus, because you, Lord God, made the blood in their go down in the stream, Lord God, of their veins, in the name of Jesus. So we know, Lord God, that you can fix it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are walking in fear. We turn you, Lord God, we speak to that fear right now and say, fear not, for I am with thee. You're covered under the blood of the Lamb, and nothing can penetrate the blood, in the name of Jesus. We call on the blood of power, of the Holy Ghost power, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, glory for that Holy Ghost power, Lord God, that power to walk, oh my God, the power to talk, oh my God, the power to resist the devil, and he shall flee. Oh, my God, he shall flee from you right now. Hey, glory to God. That Holy Ghost power that lives down on the inside. Glory to God. And tell you, don't go that way. Don't go in that place. Don't do that. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't say that. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my God. We speak to hallelujah. Oh, my God. Every situation. In the names of Jesus, oh, glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to get into our word. God is good. Glory to God, and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go ahead and get into our word on today. I'm going to be reading from 2 Kings chapter 2. Glory to God. 2 Kings chapter 2. Hallelujah. And the title of my message today is being in the right place at the right time. You know, timing is everything. Glory to God. You know, when they even just think about it, when you it's okay. You know, I went in the grocery store and, you know, they had all this on sale. My God. And I got a chance to get all this. Oh, my God. And look what I paid. You were in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. You know, I went to this place and there was this man in there, and they were, you know, he paid for my stuff, you know, all my groceries that I had. He said, put it up here with mine. I got it. You were in the right place at the right time. Timing is everything. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 1, chapter 2. Being in the right place at the right time. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth and thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. See, right here, you know, he knew the Lord was going to take him up, you know, in a whirlwind. He was going to take him up, glory to God. Hallelujah. So what he was doing, hallelujah, he was going from place to place, finishing up his ministry. We all, you know, he was getting ready to take him out of there. So he was just going around and doing what he needed to do and keep on ministering. Even though things hit you sometimes, you can't stop ministry. Even though things happen, you can't stop ministry. Even though with all this going on, you can't stop ministry. Even though people talk about you and scandalize your name, you can't stop ministry. Even though you say, well, you know, I ain't got two pennies to rub together, you can't stop ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, that tells really where you are. It tells if you're walking with the Lord or if you're just worrying about your folks and no more. Let's move on, glory to God, to verse 3. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. See, he didn't want to hear that. He had built a relationship with him, and he enjoyed walking around and gleaning from what he was, the ministry that he had, and he was gleaning from the miracles that he had done, and he was just gleaning things from him. So he's like, okay, yeah, you know, be quiet. I don't want to hear that. I really want him to stay here so I can continue on. But you know what? Amen. Let me help you out a little bit. Thank you, Lord. Let me help you out. Amen. When you're under good leaders and good people who's trying to teach you, you need to learn how to submit. Because sometimes people don't have that submitted spirit. They say, oh, yes, I got it. No, you don't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to submit right there and let them, amen, pour into you. Because, see, one day they ain't going to be there. Glory to God. See, they're going to be going on doing other stuff, and you're going to be still trapped. Amen. Well, they said trapped in that two-way love affair. You're going to be still trapped. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So understand, while you're under good people that will help you and help you to understand different scriptures and help you to minister to you, amen, what you need to do is listen. Learn how to listen. Amen. I tell you what, my leaders can't call me, glory to God, and I don't, if everything shut down, I don't care, I'm on the phone, whoever. Oh, it shuts down. I'm like, okay, let me hear what you're saying. Hallelujah. I done got so good now. You know, I used to write it down. I done got so good. Now I can go and click on my notes on my phone, and I can take it down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can go ahead, and I can type it in while they're talking. Put it on speak. I done got good now. Glory to God. So everything shuts down because you never know what they're going to say. You know, the Lord saying this, the Lord saying that. So, amen, that's what you got to do. Learn how to just shut it down. Hallelujah. And if they call you, pick up the phone. I said this before for somebody, I don't know who it is, but if your leaders call you or whoever they may be, pick up the phone. Hallelujah. Don't act like you're in bed, sleep, or you done fell out somewhere. Hallelujah. You know you done been up and you're up watching this movie. You just don't want to be bothered. Oh, let's move on. Glory to God. And Elijah said unto him, Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. See, he was still going on doing his ministry. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. See, he was still going on doing what he was supposed to do. And understand, he didn't leave him. He said, okay, well, you go ahead then. I'm tired. You know, I ain't gonna be there tonight. I'm gonna go ahead. I got something else I got to do. You go ahead on over there to the country you're going in and do whatever it is, you know, you got to do. I'm going to stay on over here in this place right here. Glory to God. No, he said, it's so the Lord liveth. I'm not leaving you. I'm going to stand right there by you. Glory to God. I'm going to get all I can while I can. No, I'm not going to not answer the phone. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to answer the phone. And if you call me two or three times a day or whatever and say, well, you know what? The Lord keep telling me to tell you this. Okay, hello. I'm picking up, glory to God, and texting and whatever. I'm going to answer the text, yes and no. And okay, amen. And glory to God and good God Almighty. And I'm going to answer the phone. Glory to God. And that's what you need to do. See, right here, he didn't leave him. He was going from place to place. He didn't leave him. Let's find out why and what's happened. Amen. Let's move on. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elijah and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. He told him again. He didn't want to hear it. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they went on. See, he was going from place to place. He was still doing ministry. And you understand now, as they were going from place to place, he was still gleaming from Elijah. He was. He was getting it all, taking it all in, soaking it all up. It ain't nothing like listening when they're talking to you and, you know, get quiet and well, I know. And when a prophet calls you and tells you something, say, so, you know, okay, this is what I got to tell you. Learn how to listen. You know, some people don't have a listening spirit. They have a talkative spirit all the time, talking. But there are some times when you need to be quiet and just listen. And then when they finish, then you can say, oh, okay, you know, that was confirmation. I understand what you're talking about. And 50 men of the son of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together for water. Now look, if he hadn't been with him, he wouldn't even seen him smoke the water. He wouldn't even seen how he did that. He wouldn't even seen what he said or nothing. He wouldn't have seen none of that. He'd have missed that. And see, it was ordained by God that he follow him. And he know it by down on the inside. No, I got to keep following him. I done saw him do some stuff. But I want to see him do more miracles. So I'm not going to give up now. I'm going to continue to follow him. And watch this. He smote the waters and they divided hither and tether. So that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah and said unto Elijah, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. But he wasn't asking for a double portion. He wasn't asking for more land. He wasn't asking for more cars. He wasn't asking for more houses. He wasn't asking for none of it. He wanted a double portion of his anointing, what it was, so he can go ahead and continue on the ministry that Elijah had. That's what it was. He wanted to do that. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, Lord, give me a double portion, you know, double portion. He wanted to carry on the ministry that Elijah was, you know, doing, and he was going from place to place and healing and setting people free, and he wanted to continue that. That's what he wanted. Hallelujah. How many of you always want a double portion of the Lord's anointing to carry on the ministry instead of wanting a double portion? Amen. You want more houses, land, cars. He said, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Come on, y'all scholars. I know y'all know all that, right? And the other, and all this stuff shall be added unto you. Glory to God. He said, first the spiritual stuff and then the natural. You understand? You got to learn how to walk in the spirit. And then he'll give you that natural stuff. So that, guess what? So that natural stuff won't make you forget all about the spirit. That's what it is. Amen. Let's move on. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. He said, nevertheless, understand, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be. So in other words, he was telling when he said, nevertheless, he had to see him. Now just think about it. If he hadn't stayed with him, if he had left him when he was going from place to place, hey, man, he wouldn't even have a chance to ask him anything. He wouldn't have got it, glory to God, because he wasn't winning. So he wouldn't have gotten it. Let's move on. Verse 11. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both as soon. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind unto heaven. And Elijah saw it. And when he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof, and he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. Oh, my God. Now, just think about it. He seen him. If he hadn't been there, he couldn't have seen him. Just think, if you don't listen, then you can't get it. If you don't have a quiet spirit sometimes, you don't know what they're talking about. Hallelujah. If you ain't quiet, you can't get it. If you're talking, hallelujah, glory to God, you can't hear nothing. Everybody can't talk at one time. You know, that's what I say sometimes. I say, listen, hold. Well, listen, you ain't saying that. I say, well, listen, the reason I'm not saying anything is because everybody can't talk at one time. Hallelujah. Because if we're talking at one time, then you can't hear what's being said. You want to hear everything that's being said. So learn how to be quiet at some point. And do what? Listen. Let's move on, 13. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. And went back and stood by the banks of Jordan. Okay, look, he got the mantle, he got his coat, right? That fell. And if he had a lesson back, that would be saying, "Well, you stay here. I'm going on and doing what I gotta do. You know, because I know my time's short. I'm getting out of here." Because God was pleased with Elijah. He didn't let nothing. He didn't let nothing happen to him. He knew his time was finished. God was pleased with him, so he wasn't gonna let him die and wasn't gonna let nobody kill him. So guess what he did? He was gonna take him up, ascend him up on high. Oh, good God Almighty! Hallelujah! Don't you want him to be pleased with you? Amen. When it comes time, amen. You know, everybody will not here to stay. Understand? It's a dressing up room. So. Whenever he come, hallelujah, don't you want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. It's time for you to come on home. Good God Almighty, glory to God. Ain't that what you want, hallelujah. Let's move on, 14. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the water and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the water, they parted hither and thither. And Elijah went over. Now you see, he saw how he did it, and look, that's what he said. He had enough faith, hallelujah, to smite the waters, and they caught it, so he can go over. Now, if he hadn't been there, would any of that have happened? Because, you know, Elijah taught him everything that he knew. He did. Understand, hallelujah, somebody got to teach, and somebody got to listen, hallelujah. And then when it comes your time to teach, hallelujah, you know, if you didn't sow good seeds, amen, when you were being taught, then guess what? When you get ready to teach, nobody's going to listen. And nobody's going to listen. They're going to be like, who are you? And I don't want to hear that, you know, and they're going to be talking and jabbering as you're talking. And then you, guess what? You're going to get frustrated. Remember, we whatever seed we sow, we reap. Amen. Let's move on to 15. And when the sons of the prophet, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doesn't rest on Elijah. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And they said unto him, behold, now, there be with thy servant 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master. And peradventure the spirit of the Lord hath taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, yea, shall not go. He should not see, and he was telling him, no, I'm not going to send y'all. See, he knew what happened to him. But understand, if he hadn't been in the right place at the right time, now whatever that happens, you got to be in the right place at the right time, hallelujah, for God to use you. See, right now we're in a right place and a right time. You know, many people are having churches in their houses. They're having church online. He's trying to get you to understand. Yeah, you know, you can go to church. Yes, glory to God. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Hallelujah. I'm not tearing down no church. Amen. Let's don't get it twisted. But just think about it. Now you're in the right place at the right time. You're in your house where you can pray, where you can seek his face, and nobody will bother you, even if you have children. You sit them down and you have some Bible study with them. Say, look at your son. Look at your daughter. Glory to God. This is how you're supposed to walk. This is how you're supposed to live. Now you got some one-on-one time. Amen. Husbands and wives. Glory to God. Now understand. Let me slow it down just for a minute. I said husbands and wives, not boyfriends. And okay, let's move on. But glory to God. You got them there together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the two, amen, can join back together and knit back together everything. Hallelujah. That's your loss all down through the years, because everybody's working and everybody's going here. You're going there. There's so much to do. Little JoJo over here, he got a football game. He got a basketball game. We can't do nothing. Hallelujah. Together. Glory to God. Every time you turn around, I got to go over here to the cheerleading section. Oh, good God Almighty. I got to go over here. My friends are over here having a party. So I'm going to go over here and I'm going to bust this with them. Glory to God. But now he got you in that place where he can minister to you, where he can talk to you, where you can come over and you can sup with him and ask him, say, Lord, what would you require me to do in this season? What do you want me to do? I come before you as humble as I know how, Lord God. I yield myself to you, Lord God. I'm a yielded vessel to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Now you can come together. You can talk to that long-lost brother on the telephone and say, look, bro, it's time for you to come out of that dark place and come into God's marvelous light. You ain't got time to talk to nobody because you're on the run. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. My God, that's why he's bringing everybody closer together. Glory to God, because all the stores are shut down. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. If you do any shopping, it's got to be online. Glory to God, hallelujah. I know the barber shops are closed. Hallelujah. And that's where most of the next, you know, get up in the barber shops because, you know, this one did that and that one did that last night. All the clubs are shut down. Glory to God. So now he's turning men back to him. Glory to God. Some will turn, hallelujah, and some won't turn. Some will only turn just for a season because guess what, hallelujah, they don't know, hallelujah. They don't know, they don't know, they don't know what God is doing. All they can do is see it as a mess, but I see it as a bless. Well, glory to God, good God Almighty, hallelujah. So that's what he's doing. You got to be in the right place at the right time now. Glory to God. That's where we are now, hallelujah. It's nothing to hurt you. But it's to help you. It's to be a relationship, to be a family. Glory to God. To put you back in the right standing with God. Because you strayed away in things that you were doing, hallelujah. And you thought all those things were so important. They're more important than prayer. They're more important than me going, hallelujah, and going to church. They're more important than me reading my word. They're more important for me than to understand, amen, what God is saying and what season we're in and what he want me to do and how he want me to do it and who he want me to touch. Oh, my God, my God. See, you've been running so much. So guess what God did? He just put it on lockdown. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A lot of people were saying, you know, well, it's all up around here in this state, and they were just going from state to state. But guess what? It reached, hallelujah, it's now in Alabama, glory to God, and he put us on lockdown so you can read his word, and amen, glory to God, and let him talk to you, and you talk back to him, and you can tell him, Daddy, you know what, so my Father, I am sorry because I didn't spend more time with you. Father, I am sorry because I separated from you. Oh, my God, Father, I am sorry. I hear the remorse, and I hear the cry. Glory to God on this line. I hear the cry in the spirit realm. Glory to God. Father, I am sorry. Forgive me, Lord, because I turned away from you, Lord God. I backslid, Lord God. Father God, I turned away. I didn't do what you told me to do. Then, Lord, I laid you down on the wayside while I was doing all these worldly things, Lord. Lord, I'm sorry. I repent for everything that I've done. Oh, glory to God. My God, my God. He put you on lockdown. Glory to God. So you can say, oh, my God. Hallelujah. I heard from the Lord the other day. Hallelujah. I was watching, amen, a show on today, and this lady said she walked down the road, said she needed help, and she was walking down the road in her house, by her house, and she was saying, you know, and she was crying. She said, you know, it was just so awesome because he said help was on the way. She needed some help. And he sent three people to give her the same scripture. So you know she was on the queue. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. And that's what he want to do. He want to bring everything back full circle unto him. Hallelujah. So you won't be running here and there and going everywhere. Well, you know, me and my boyfriend, we got to go to the movies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Me and my girlfriend, we got to go to the movies. Hallelujah. Me and my girlfriend, we going to Atlanta this weekend. Glory to God. Where is Jesus in all that? Hallelujah. You go and you stay, amen. Let's just say Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hallelujah. Come back on Sunday. Oh, we had a good time and we tired. Glory to God. But where is Jesus in all that? You ain't did none of that. Oh, your glory to God. So he had to put the whole state, hallelujah. Oh, my God. State to state, city to city on lockdown. Oh, glory to God, my God. Now you're in the right place at the right time. Just like Elijah, hallelujah. Elijah was in the right place at the right time. If he had refused, hallelujah, glory to God, not to go with him whenever he was going to Jericho and Bethel and different places and ministering to all those people, he wouldn't have got this anointing, hallelujah. He wouldn't have got the mantle that fell, hallelujah, when the chariot of fire separated him, glory to God. And he got that anointing, hallelujah, so he could continue on and doing the ministry, doing the work of the ministry, hallelujah. There are many that God is calling in this season to do ministry, hallelujah, but he couldn't minister to you because you was too busy. Glory to God, you're going here and trying to put up this and do that and go over here, and you're just too busy, hallelujah. And some were just busy in other people's business, but guess what, hallelujah, he had to lock it down. I notice sometimes now when you call people, the call will disconnect sometimes. Oh, glory to God. So he may shut it all down. So, amen. So you won't have nothing to say but and nothing to do but to look up to the hills, which come your help. Hey, good God Almighty. And all your help come from him. Glory to God, my God. So he locked the whole state. Oh, my God. He locked the whole country down. And if you're out, amen, in some countries, they have a curfew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he had to put them on lockdown. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. So amen, hallelujah. It's not a bad thing. It really isn't. It, some people need some rest because he want to minister to you. But you're so busy, he can't minister to you. Every time things are, amen, he get ready to talk to you. Well, I got to go. I got to go over here. Susie got a basketball game. I got to go over here. You know, JJ got a game over here. I got to go over here. You know, they invited me to this party over here. Oh, my God. He couldn't get your attention. Hallelujah. Even the softest whisper, as he was whispering, telling you, I want to sit with you. I want to talk to you. I want to be, amen, what all that you want me to be, but you got to listen. So he had to lock it down. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Elijah, he did. Elijah followed Elijah. Amen. And he got that mantle so he can go ahead because he was in the right place at the right time. Are you in the right place now at the right time? Hallelujah. There are some still doing social gatherings and they're still doing parties and still doing different things, but they won't listen at what they're telling them, and that's exactly how it's going, and it's spreading from here to there and everywhere. So you got to be careful. You got to understand, do what they ask you to do. Hallelujah. Social distance. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. It's not a bad thing if he want to get you by yourself. Amen. Because you're in the right place now at the right time so you can receive. He can even tell you why that business is held up. He can even tell you, hallelujah, glory to God, why, hallelujah, you haven't got your millions yet. He can even tell you, hallelujah, glory to God, why things haven't been going your way. And every time you turn around, you're spending out money that you don't have. He can even tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, whom you need to minister to and what you need to say to him and how you need to get your point across. Glory to God. So he had to do what? Put it on lockdown. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But just know, hallelujah, this is not a bad thing. You know, a lot of times they're looking at all of the death toll, but understand there's some people, and I've seen where a 101-year-old lady was healed. Glory to God. She was healed. Hallelujah. One was 90, hallelujah, and she was healed. You know, so understand, hallelujah, everything ain't bad. This ain't a bad time. This is a good time, but you got to take it, amen, like it is, hallelujah. You got to take the good, bad, and the ugly, hallelujah, all together. Understand, it will work out for your good. Listen, pray daily, listen to the Lord, and play gospel music, and allow him to, the Holy Spirit, to dwell in your house, you know, and sing praises unto the Lord. You know, we were people that were created to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God, being in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. Huh? Hallelujah. Get your Bibles and read your Bibles. Read your word. Read it out loud. It says faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If you're reading it silent, glory to God, then you can see it. Hallelujah. But guess what? You can't hear it. But so get that Bible and sit and read it out loud. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, what are you saying through the scripture? I want to know what you're saying. I'm trying to help you now. I'm trying to help you. Glory to God. Or always, even, you know, if you're practicing social distance, hallelujah. You don't have to always be on the phone. You don't have to always call nobody. Hallelujah. Just make sure, amen, you're doing what you're supposed to do. And you know what? God will give you that peace and all that you need. You won't feel like you're alone. I guarantee you won't feel alone. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God and know that he loves you. And this is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. Hallelujah. Understand, it will work out for your good. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to open up my line one more time. We have a few minutes left. So I'm going to open up my line one more time. If you desire prayer, press the one and I will bring you in. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve awesome God. We serve a right on time God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now is the season to give him all you've got. Hallelujah. You can rest some, amen, hallelujah. Then you can pray some, and then you can read your word some. You can look at the Bible on the TV. You can listen to the Bible on your app. You got so many ways that the word is coming forward, so you can't say, you know, when it's time to, Lord, I did not hear that, and I did not know that. There's just so much out there now that you can glean from and listen, and even, you know, with some of the churches they're having online, you know, I know there's some that can't and there's some that can. You know, I always seen, you know, my father, he would always get his Bible, and he would go in his room, and he would get his Bible. He would close the door, and he'd be sitting in there by the bed, you know, and he'd be reading the Bible. Hallelujah. And he read it and read it, and he continued to read it. Glory to God. And then, you know, me and him would sometimes we get together, and he would tell me stuff, and I'm like, okay, Dad, I got you, you know. And then when I began to explain to him, hallelujah, some of some things that were in the Bible, you know, and I'm going to tell you, amen, it's okay. When I really got to explain to him about tithing, you know, and stuff, and understand, you know, I used to say, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but yes, you can, hallelujah. Not saying my father was a dog, now, amen, glory to God, that's just a metaphor, okay, hallelujah. Then I got to teaching them and talking to them about tithe and offering, and I was showing them scriptures, and we was in Malachi, we were reading, and I was explaining it to him like I was taught. And you know what? Hallelujah. He started paying it, amen, his tithe and offering. He would give money. You know, they would always pay dues, but once I started talking to him, amen, and then he started paying his tithe and offering, and he would always tell me, now listen, he said, "Don't. I ain't going to tell y'all my middle name, but anyway, he said, don't shout the Lord. Now, don't shout the Lord. Glory to God. He would make sure, I don't care what bill I paid for him, he said, don't shout the Lord. Now, don't shout the Lord. Glory to God. And he began to pay his tithes and offering, and whenever everything started to happen, and amen, glory to God, and you know, he was on bed rest, and all kinds of different things were happening, glory to God, and you know, hallelujah. At that time, hallelujah, we had to buy some appliances, hallelujah, for the house, so you know, I mean, everything wear out, amen, be real, hallelujah. And we bought some appliances. Well, I usually handled the business. I did, hallelujah. And when I bought this insurance, didn't even know I had the insurance. Glory to God, hallelujah. All I know is I had the insurance. I went and bought the appliances. Lord told me, he said, okay, it's time for you to go and get that you need. It was a refrigerator. He said, it's time to go now and get it. I said, well, Lord, I said, okay. So I told one of my other siblings, I said, come on, let's go. I said, Lord told me it's time to go get this. Let's go. Hallelujah. Where you going? I said, let's go. Let's go. Hallelujah. That's my ride or die chicks, you know. So they just came off and got in, and we went out there, hallelujah. And we got a refrigerator that cost $2,000-some almost. Glory to God. And we got it for like $800. Hallelujah. And on top of all that, glory to God, I had to buy insurance and didn't even know it. Insurance on everything that he put on that card. I put it on his card. Hallelujah. Everything that he put on that card will be paid for. Glory to God. And when I called, when he passed, I called him and I told him, I said, you know, I said, he's passed. I said, so we want to close these accounts right here. Glory to God. And she said, you know, you got $10,000 worth of insurance on this. Hallelujah. So everything that's on here, you know, it's paid. I said, good God Almighty. He didn't have to, we didn't have to pay no more money on it. Hallelujah. My God. So you see, hallelujah. I was in the right place at the right time. My God, because I listened. I was a person who would listen and hear what was being taught and hear how to do it and what to do and what not to do. I was just in the right place at the right time. We know God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nobody press the one. I would go ahead, amen, and give the invitation to Christ. I don't know Jesus and pardon of your sins. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God, mold me, God, into what you want me to be, oh, Lord God. I give my life to you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Amen. Fix me, Lord Jesus. I repent. All those sins that I committed and those that I didn't even know that I committed, Lord. I repent, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. I want you to go, amen, to my Facebook page, Prophetess Martha Williams or Martha Williams, and inbox me and let me know that you said, amen, the prayer of salvation. Welcome to, amen, glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing, and they're glad that you are in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to remind you to remember to go, amen, and show Minister Elaine some love, a voice of truth, worldwide ministries coming up in the next 30 minutes. Hallelujah. So don't forget, amen, go get your glass of water, sip a Coke, whatever, hallelujah, and come on back and get ready to ride the train with Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead, and I'm going to do benediction, and I'm going to go ahead and get off. Hallelujah. My God, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back here same time, same station, Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams. Have the rest of the day, amen, just praising God and giving him glory. Amen.